This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Coming up, if you're headed to a Red Sox game this summer, don't be surprised when you hear this pitch.
Peanuts, popcorn, health insurance right here.
Hawking health insurance at the ballpark, that story just ahead. But first, a while back, he stopped wearing his wedding ring, and people began to talk. He insisted he'd lost weight, that it kept slipping off. Then came the word that he and his wife were divorcing. Then came the news that he was seeing someone else, someone who's on the news. Sounds like something straight out of Days of Our Lives, but in fact, it's what's really happening here in Los Angeles. And the star of this drama is none other than the city's mayor, Antonio Villaraigosa. Yesterday, he confirmed that he is romantically involved with Mirthala Salinas, a newscaster on a local Telemundo station. I spoke earlier with Kevin Roderick. He's editor of the news website LA Observed. I asked him how Villaraigosa's political ambitions might be affected by these latest revelations.
It's always hard to say with these sorts of things. There have been a number of politicians for whom, an extramarital affair has just rolled off them and hasn't affected them at all. I kind of think with Antonio Villaraigosa, it could be a little different. And then there's a couple of reasons why. One is, I think that, at least here in Los Angeles, people first had to be convinced when he was running for office that he had changed. They didn't trust him the first time around, and he was defeated after some allegations that he had been connected to a drug dealer, and his past at that time had been aired, that he had had an extramarital affair in the past. He had been involved with some not totally savory characters in the past. And he was defeated the first time he ran for mayor. The next time, he made a convincing case that he was a more mature person. He had grown up, was the kind of person that Los Angeles wanted to see lead them into the next century. Well, there's a chance that this will undercut that new image.
But this is L.A., where divorce, some might say, is almost a rite of passage. Do you think that the geography of this might affect things, that people might be a little bit more tolerant?
Oh, I think they might, just of the idea of having an affair. That seems to not really hurt politicians that much. But I think it does remain to be seen whether there is a kind of a shift in thinking about Antonio Villaraigosa. Now we find out that this affair began shortly after he took office, and it kind of, colors his image as a mayor who was busy all the time and out there getting things done.
Mirthala Salinas, the newscaster Telemundo, who he now says he's been involved with, she has been covering the mayor for Telemundo for quite some time now as a news story. It seems like a bit of a conflict of interest.
Well, she was around the administration very early on. I remember seeing her at news conferences and spending a lot of time, interviewing the mayor. For the last 11 months, she has not been covering the mayor, is what her station says. However, there was an interesting incident just a couple of weeks ago when the mayor announced that his marriage was over. She actually read that story on Telemundo, and that made the leads of a number of the stories this morning, kind of talking about that irony.
And just to add a little more juice to all of this, this isn't the first time that she's been involved with a politician. Is that right?
Right. And we find out through the day yesterday, a couple of news outlets reported that she had previously dated the Speaker of the Assembly, Fabian Nunez, who is, coincidentally, a very close ally and friend of Antonio Villaraigosa. She also had dated the council president here in Los Angeles, Alex Padilla.
There's also been a bit of news going on surrounding the city attorney, Rocky Delgadillo. Can you recap what's been going on with him?
The bottom line, after many questions were asked and there was much dissembling and stonewalling, that his wife had been allowed to drive his city car, had an accident with it, and the damage was repaired at city expense without ever admitting that she had been driving the car. She not only had been driving, but both she and the city attorney of Los Angeles had been driving without insurance, which is against the law in California. And now it's been such a big mess around Rocky Delgadillo that the Los Angeles Times this week called for him to resign, saying he's just simply unfit for office.
But his response has been, I think the more honorable thing to do is to continue to serve.
Yes, that's what he's been saying. Of course, a year ago, his aides were calling themselves Team 1600 for the address of the White House. They were talking about Rocky Delgadillo going all the way and becoming their ticket to the White House. And nobody's talking that way anymore.
Never a dull day in L.A. politics. Kevin Roderick is the editor of LAObserve.com. Thanks so much.
Good to be here, Alex.